What up, folks? New year, new me, same old podcast. Just a little heads up. This one was fun. Still bringing out the podcast and everything. Gonna change up things a little bit. Even though I'm not a person to edit, I had to do a lot of edits on this one. This is why this took one so long. But, you know, it's still fun. This with me and the homies, Young Funny. And, yeah. You'll see the dynamics in the episode. But stay tuned for more. Please like, share, and subscribe. More things will be coming soon. And follow me on Instagram or maniacalmenace.com. Maniacalmenace on Instagram. And, yeah, enjoy the show.
Why do people do that?
No, that's just me. I don't know who else you listen to that do that.
People do that shit all the time.
I've been wanting to start.
But you know.
But yeah.
This is because you be wanting to get us talking naturally.
Yes.
But we're going to talk naturally anyway.
I know. Who cares? Let me do my thing.
Just talking about people.
What's up? Wait, what?
What?
See, you didn't have to mention that part.
I'm joking. We were talking good. But I'm just saying, this is why you don't just start
the
shit.
Clutch in the middle.
There it is.
I was not talking about people. I'm not messy like Geneva thinks I am.
Boom. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome, goddammit.
Well, he's being messy, proving that he's not messy.
I can always put another intro in the beginning, so it never cares. I love it.
Yeah, he can edit it.
Yeah, you just
hit dog holler. Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's go.
How y'all doing, man? I am here today with the homies, man. The fucking fam here, man. Goddamn Young Funny in the building. Okay, it's just a quarter of us, but we here. Goddammit,
yeah.
DC.
It's just half. At the bare minimum.
We're
not that deep.
Literally, we got like 9 people.
But see, the thing is, it's on some Wu-Tang shit because it's like how Master Killer was only on one song on the first Wu-Tang album.
Johnny.
You know what I mean? But he's doing good.
Johnny
doing good.
No, I'm talking about Johnny. What's the other guy?
The other dude that got the motor.
Sorry, the black dude.
I'm a single girl.
No, you good.
Wu-Tang.
The other,
Why ain't no women in Wu-Tang? I just thought about that.
I don't know if they ever had a woman.
They did have like a woman manager.
There's a black member, Young Funny. He was even in the picture. It was one of John's friends.
Yeah, Johnny.
Is it Johnny?
Yeah.
That confuses me so much. Because I'm like, I don't know. I don't remember that dude.
Right out here.
Yeah.
He's right in, and I'm just like, dude, I'm forgetting something.
Boom, this is perfect. See, this is how this is supposed to happen, goddammit. Just genuinely, man. Everybody, if y'all would like to say hi or whatnot, Gigi's got a mask on, like she don't get tested. So
I don't. Listen, I was just in the ER like a week ago.
We also are outside.
I'm okay. I don't have it, but that thing hurt. I don't want it to happen.
Man, I have gotten tested 4 times, and
it hurt.
What? Well, I love it. I love it every time. I laugh.
It's been different each time.
You know why it's different?
But two of the times it was cool. The one time I had to do it myself, I ain't like that.
That's terrible. All right. Having to do it yourself, that's like having to give a shot to yourself or something like that.
And the thing was, I thought it would be the other way around.
No.
I prefer that they do it.
My last time I went and got tested, I walked in and the lady was like, "Ooh, I got 9 minutes left." And then she looked at me. She was like, "Come on, let's go." I was like, "Oh wait!"
So she was rushing.
She was rushing. Oh my God! She came with 2 of them, and she was like, "Yeah, so you getting the PCR today and the nasal swab?" I was like, "I just wanted the nasal swab." She's like, "The PCR is free. You're gonna get it anyway, and you're gonna get the antibody test too." I was like, "I don't want that. Don't worry. It's just a prick on your finger." I was like, "Who's giving you permission to do all this?" And she was just like, "Come on!" And then she came. She was like, 7 minutes. And then just fucking aggressively, like, just scratch my eyeballs. And I'm like, yo, we do.
Wait a minute, why she went, scratch
like,
your
eyeballs? No,
from like, the inside.
From the inside.
Okay. Just nail you? Face. I was like, God damn, no. I didn't know that was a part
of it. She did all that like, to sit in that. Her car in her driveway. So,
to go home. Like, with, you wanted to eat this. And like I'm fucking healthy, so I don't
I like
care
that.
If anything.
I also
know I'm happy.
So
I mean,
like
I know
what
I'm supposed to do
I also
when I get
antibodies.
Back home. And I just make sure I stay clear of everybody, go set fucking, you know, quarantine
bruh,
myself,
I'm
and then boom.
To get
yeah.
coronavirus.
It is crazy. No.
When
not
I
at
did
all.
It myself, it was embarrassing. I did it at the Walgreens drive thru and I got like a big ass boogie on it that I didn't feel beforehand.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, she was like,
yeah. That is true. Like, usually my nose is clear as shit
was,
when I get there.
It was a big old boogie on there.
Yeah,
usually
I
my,
think,
my nose
yeah,
is,
I feel
is goddamn
like I haven't
clear.
Had anything like that. I pick my nose a lot.
It was up there, though. Like, I didn't
well,
know it was up there.
I don't pick it out in public, but like, I know it be shit in there. I'm like, I got to take care of it.
Literally breathing a lot of toxins in at work, usually.
Yeah.
Like, from fucking insulation dust and shit. So,
oh, you're going to get the mesothelium.
Oh, man, you should see the black. When I blow, usually when we work out in the field or something like that, when we go home outside, out in fucking big places. When we go, usually before we had masks and shit, nigga, dust be all that. By the time you get home, you blow your nose, nigga, the fucking tissue's black, son.
Okay.
I mean, it's dust. It's particles. That's what your nose is there for. That's why you have the hair in your nose to stop.
You need to get Kyle Long, bro. He can't be doing this.
That's what your
nose
hair is for.
Get out the machine, homie. That's not okay.
That's what your nose is for.
You're an artist.
No, no, no. You're not breathing in toxins. Your nose hairs, inside your nose hairs, that's what it's there. It's going to stop all that shit.
You need to be documenting this because in about 20 years, you're going to be calling one of them numbers on TV.
Actually, it's documented.
Okay, all right, good. Good job.
Well,
you got to
well, there's also the asbestos
sick,
shit that your grandpa and them can get. So, no.
You can get asbestos, too.
Yeah, I know we can get asbestos, but we
that
get... No. Back then, they didn't know about it.
Right.
Now they know about it. And if there's any size, there's any sense of asbestos in that place, like, they shut it all down. They shut it all down. They fucking quarantine it off, and then you bring the Mexicans in. So, you know.
Jesus.
That's what you mean, Jesus? No. This is real.
Jesus.
This is what happens.
Listen.
Y'all don't understand. Well, y'all have never been
on this.
I've
never really
a guy,
been at a job site before. And they bring the Mexicans in because they the ones that want to do that.
I don't play with that. I met a guy on Facebook dating last night. And he had on one of his pictures, he had on a full jumpsuit. Yeah, he had a full jumpsuit. I was like, what you do with the full jumpsuit? He was like, well, I removed asbestos. I haven't answered him yet. I don't want the...
It's probably a good job, though.
I mean, it probably is, but like, I don't want the secondhand nothing.
It's dangerous as fuck.
Them people after the Gulf War, their girlfriends was like getting like rashes because they cum was like radioactive. Like I don't play
heavy.
Around.
That is very heavy. Radioactive cum.
Like as a girl, you have to like I'm be.
That's true. Yeah, they can fuck with your babies.
If I got to swallow something, I need to know that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's a way.
I mean,
think
I don't want no
asbestos. A lot of stuff
nut.
Like that explains
secondhand
asbestos.
Asbestos
nut. They do. Because it's just like, bro, motherfuckers been working in hazardous environments and it affect your brain and you pass this shit on in your genetics and shit.
Yeah.
Oh. So, how y'all feeling about comedy right now, man?
It's intimidating.
Yeah?
We got a show coming up in a few days. I have not been on stage in a comedy set in some time. I've been doing, like, live stream stuff.
I haven't done one since. Mm-hmm. How? Go ahead.
I do my every Wednesday at the House of Blues and it's not comedy. I'm just reciting script. I'm doing introductions every Wednesday, but it's still like me with a microphone in my hand and I'm talking to a screen for the most part.
Yeah.
And every now and then I'm here to make people laugh at this and that, but I'm real laugh intimidated.
Bruh, like I've been having issues with the website, so I'm switching over to Pizza Hut. I'm sorry. We're not sponsoring Pizza Hut. I wouldn't mind taking one Pizza Hut check. I could take. I mean, I'd have ate enough Pizza Hut to take a Pizza Hut check.
I mean, Papa John's is around the corner.
I ain't fucking with Papa John's.
Listen. Okay.
I mean, on a taste level and on other ethical, moral levels.
Okay. Oh, really?
It's not number, bro. Like, for me... For real, like my hometown pizza, Cassano's, is like forever my lady. You know what I mean? Like nobody's gonna take the place of that for me. And people who from Dayton know about Cassano's, and they some people be hating on it. But if you like a like the right amount of salty pizza, Cassano's
salty.
Right amount though.
The right amount.
That right amount. Right where amount. It's like this is too much.
Don't judge it just yet. You but ain't it's had like, the right amount.
Wow.
It's the just right like all the components together are salty. Nigga,
I love
they
it. And then it's like I like the
salty.
Cuts.
What the fuck?
I like
the salty pizza. Oh no, we don't do this in Philly.
On the topic of pizza, I like Blaze pizza a lot.
I fuck with Blaze.
I do. They have the new keto crust. You get everything
you want on it.
The keto crust.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
I've never heard the blood.
Ding! Magic word! Okay, back to comedy.
You've been enjoying the keto? Yes. We can get into the keto.
No,
how long
have
you been? And the dynamic since we've always known each other between goddamn DC and Gigi.
He's so annoyed at my progression and my health. Like, this is...
He was going straight up leave. He was like, fuck that. I'm tired of her always talking about... I'm gone. I'm gone, Kyle.
Like, I'm just trying to reverse my diabetes, but apparently that's too much for DC Paul.
Like, oh, shit. There she goes.
We was at Kalari House a few weeks ago. Janina was dipping shrimp in chili.
No.
And was just like, keto.
Oh, no.
What? No, it wasn't chili. Like, why did he he kept calling it chili.
I think it was...
It was cocktail sauce.
It was homemade.
It was cocktail sauce.
Homemade.
It was chunky. And I'm like, Geneva thought she was on a keto diet. She walked in that bitch with pork rinds. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's all okay. It's all okay.
Dipped in chili / cocktail sauce. It was a chunky cocktail sauce. It was good. But it looked like she was dipping chili with pork rinds.
That sounds like a fun diet.
That's literally what it is.
I would fuck with that diet.
I can't do the pork rinds. Like, I can't do the shrimp either because I die.
They got plant-based pork rinds.
That ain't right.
I want to try them, bro.
Like, no, if you decide to be a vegetarian, you have not. No.
I just want. I ain't trying to be.
Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to be. I said I just want to. I just want to taste it. Is it wrong?
Only 10 minutes in. Oh, my God.
All right. So, let's see. It's too bad conversation. You don't
want to plant-based.
What? It's 2 minutes.
Two minutes.
Oh, shit.
I can't laugh in the mask. I have to have
you guys
out.
Bullshit.
So, this is what happens when we can't do comedy.
Yeah.
We just fall apart.
Here, no, I will lay out my personal somewhere. Comedy opinion.
Oh,
I would say that, you know, you haven't done it. And I mean the collective you, not just me. Or I can say me. Like, I did it. I did stand up at DC's House of Blues show.
Uh-huh.
And then, the only other thing that I really did was when it was the New Orleans Black Film Festival, and we had to do the Instagram Live, and I was early in it. And I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Of course, you don't do it for a while, like. You can feel like a certain level of, I guess, unease. You know what I mean? Because it is a muscle to a certain extent. But even in the, like, the thing that the show that I did at House of Blues really taught me, because it wasn't a lot of people to react to the stuff. That just was, it was either that or it's like, I'm not funny. being put in that situation and not having it completely throw me off. You know what I mean? Because I, like, even with it being the way it was, like, I felt like, personally, I'm like, oh, you know, I'm on point. I did some new stuff I hadn't done before, which is, that's...
And actually, that one got a reaction.
I know. And that was part of the, you know, that was part of... Because I was worried, because, you know, I'm like, man, this is the first time back. And it's like, for me, though, it was just like, the thing I like about doing stand-up is trying to work on new stuff or whatever. And so, like, because it's like, man, all this other stuff I'm doing, like, yeah, that worked. But... things are different now, you know what I mean? So and so different. To be able to have, like, some new ideas and kind of get, like, oh, okay, this is worthwhile. It's like, oh, yeah. I think it's like riding a bike.
Just shut up.
I haven't gotten to get that feeling again, man. It's fucking, it's terrifying, kind of, sort of, because
now, granted, I just said I didn't feel like I did, like, well in the sense I'm used to doing well, but still I'm like, oh, man, like.
I mean, if you're talking about if you're used to trying out new jokes and getting their response or reaction to it, you did well because that new one you did.
No,
the audience of six people.
No, that's the shit that I felt like.
You alright with this?
Yeah. I'm good for right now.
That was a definite.
And that felt good, bro. That felt real good. You know what I mean? And that shit that I'm like, oh, the next time I perform again, I'm gonna try to keep fucking with that shit. I mean, I didn't sit down and try to like talk with people and like have little one-on-ones. And in that's kind of helped me like feel like, you know, if not ready to get up there, it's excited again. Because, I mean, that's the thing that I miss is like being excited about trying to perform. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, damn, you know, initially, because like early in the year, I was performing a decent amount. Like I kind of ramped it up because I didn't had a couple of, since I've been in New Orleans, like points where I didn't. Slowed it all the way down.
The 420 show, you wasn't on it because you were taking a.
I was taking a break. And
games
classes. Yeah, man. Bro, this shit, it sounds goofy to people that don't know us, but I needed that shit, bro.
I know you did, but my mind was
just it. It was in a bad place, bro.
Like
I don't know. But to Janine's credit, though.
But no,
it was a thing. She the reason I was able to go to the classes. So, for real.
I knew he needed to do something different.
And it was incredible for me.
It was like a thing.
It was really good.
Sometimes you got to switch total.
Nah, I remember that day. That's like one of the special days in my life. For real, man. Y'all know I'm like this.
Yeah. I was happy Kamari was getting it out through dance.
And I was getting it in at the dance class.
Hell yeah.
Some new jokes about going to dance classes.
Yeah. But you had also dance
moves.
And
you had dance moves.
Yes.
The jokes are separate.
Well, they
like, the actually being in the classes was like, this is like, I should do this. I mean, it's a thing like, you know, and that's the shit that I kind of hate the most about the pandemic is like, the things that, like, I like being able to do that and still, like, and not have no pressure to be good or whatever. You know, I can do it. And then it's like, you can be real present. And so that would help with my stand-up shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, dancing is very vulnerable. Especially, like, when you by yourself. It's easy to dance when you got a partner. But when everybody in there and it's like, this is the first time in this joint. And then again, bro, like, it'd be like, I'll more so talk about from my perspective. I'm in a room. I like women. You see a lot of women. I like women dancing. You see a lot of women dancing. It's like a point of
that's
like.
What you got to talk about. How are you gonna try to separate the two? It's about you being horny and ravenous.
But I didn't.
See the move? Okay, all right.
But
okay,
I never acted on the ravenous.
I know. Clearly, we know you.
But
it's cool that you turn the camera on because like visually we all got this same shade of green on.
Oh shit! It is Halloween. Oh. It moves by itself.
Okay, good. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That threw me for a loop. Okay. All
right. It's face.
What? No, I don't. No.
Catch your face.
I don't own it. Okay.
All right. Should I get closer to you guys?
That's crazy. 2020
come
in
on,
this piece.
Come on, get in here,
Janira. I'm in it.
Come on.
I'm in it. See, it don't. Oh, look, it's turned away from me. This should be racist. It don't like dark skinned people.
I'm black than all you motherfuckers.
See, look, it's like, no, she's not over there.
Hand it to me.
I remember years ago when I got my first digital camera and it had like the where it focuses on faces, and that shit did not work on me. Like that first Kodak digital.
I mean, that's definitely
that was some paper bag technology right there.
No, because they mostly don't.
Podcast still going.
I think yeah.
There was articles about it. Like, like if you are brown skinned, don't buy
really
this camera. Like,
everybody's listening. We're taking a picture. Everybody, we are taking a picture at the time. DC doesn't understand
DC.
The type of gorilla forming I like to do.
That's not good podcast.
What do you mean? No.
People
don't
have to listen to
it. It's good for
are you sure?
What Kyle wants to do.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Exactly.
Realize it's different audiences for different things, DC.
Man.
You know Kyle does different things.
Always. I've always done it that way. I've always been different.
You just let it happen.
That's why I wear my makeup.
But, yeah, I'm about to say, you need a seizure warning on your video. I'm not going to watch it.
I did.
I'm not going to watch it.
I'm glad.
I'm starting to feel better, but
you like Pokemon.
Granted,
I've seen that before.
Pokemon. I've seen that video before.
You remember that Pokemon used to
like
get a kid seizures?
It don't really bother me.
You remember that?
I don't know what you want.
I performed in strobe lights and stuff like that. It's 3-1. Come on, lean in, Janine, you missed it.
Oh, hold on. Let's try it again. And we see, but basically, I got a DC.
Oh,
Moto.
Okay. Now you. Oh,
get in,
like
get
that.
In.
Like
these
that.
Are gonna
be
great.
We gotta
be
quick, y'all.
These are gonna be great. I got a DG Moto 3 and basically it has face tracking on it. And it's yeah, and it's yeah. it's making right. us follow. All right,
now, you're there we go. You're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on.
Oh, bitch, this you took your own picture. You motherfucker. Oh man, so that's stupid. Just it's well, been yeah, so good. Well, yeah, y'all remember
that Pokemon in like early 2000s? It was a special episode, and it was giving little kids seizures, and it was just like passing yeah, no, out.
Yeah, I mean, I've read watching about that Pokemon. One.
Oh, we definitely have to. I used to.
I was so nervous for the children.
I used to have a fucking the 3D the Nintendo 3D.
Call them because of the whole internet shit. Oh. And the that's why it's been such an issue.
That's hilarious. This whole time. Oof.
Or here, I'd rather.
I mean, I got Uber Eats one time, and I thought somebody fucking like hacked into my car because it was so expensive. I was like, dang.
Oh, because the first time you do it, they put like a hold of like $5,800 on the company. Then they
Why they want me on Wi-Fi?
Jesus Christ!
You could be on Wi-Fi.
I mean, I never looked. I didn't know that until just now.
First time, even if you order $17, they're gonna charge you $58.
Wow!
Just to make sure that you get yeah, I never did. And then they
refund
the money.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I'll go check.
And they probably, you know, you don't
Why
like to read.
Why ask me for what?
Yeah, that's true.
They probably said we, that. But they probably said that on the somewhere on the
but
the thing.
I've been writing stuff to read. I've been writing.
You can't
writing.
Read your own stuff, bro.
What do you mean I can't read my own stuff?
You can only read your own. You know, I'm sorry. Oh. You can.
Immediately, DC was about to be DC.
Sometimes you can read your own stuff.
Sure. Can you only read your own stuff?
No, I don't have to read only my own right, stuff.
You can do what you want. I'm talking about when you order something and they say, hey, we just put a $58 hold on you, and you just like skip that part.
Oh,
like, fuck it,
I don't. Oh, that shit. No.
I sent you flyers, and you was like, oh, I didn't read that shit.
What you mean?
I didn't read it. Okay, well.
I didn't read the flyers. I do read the flyers.
No, man, I remember sending you a flyer, and you asked me, you was like, so where did this shit happen? Like, all information on the flyer. I didn't read the shit. Why wouldn't you read this shit?
Nigga, why would you just tell me? Nigga, you my nigga.
What the hell is going on?
Like, you always gotta give it an extra. Oh, damn it, you can't just text it to me.
I said, if I send you a flyer, I'll
be like, nah, I can't. I'm at work right now. I can't look at the flyer for real. Can you just text it to me?
God would be doing a lot of shit. Nigga.
Y'all flyers be everywhere.
Yeah, work like a motherfucker.
Get the information out.
Nigga, y'all be getting some shit out, and I'll be like, damn, all right, I'm gonna look at it later.
Well, yeah, Cal can't talk because Cal will draw swastikas and try to tell us this. All
right.
We don't even know. That nobody knows about that but us. That does not need to be regurgitated, especially at this time.
Boom, right back on it.
Write the Young Punny history book. That'd be like one of them secrets.
Nobody knew about that.
Nobody?
No, okay. Nobody.
I feel like we brought this up in public.
Because
before.
The thing is, that's what is important. You got to vet shit. Shit needs to get fucking vetted.
This is why as comedians, we need
enough
to like.
Motherfuckers like nah,
run jokes past the audience. Like, that's. That's exactly what we're missing right now. We don't have open mics
to run
things. The reason why it is like that, and we're going to make really sure people don't know that happened.
That's always one of my favorite Kyle moments.
The benefit of the
he
doubt.
Was like, what are you talking
you
about?
You were oblivious to it. You tried to make a wide
He was angry.
Look cool.
It was just went super left.
All got ideas. You can't use a Y and an F crossed together like that.
I don't know. I think I ever told John this. I actually was playing around on one of these apps like Canva or whatever, and I made a Young Funny Greek letter. Shirt.
Oh wow, no.
So like Y and F in Greek letters is sci-fi, and Rho is a Greek letter, like genre.
Oh wow, yeah.
So
oh,
it was either yeah. I play with either Rho sci-fi or sci-fi Rho, like either YF Rho or I like the way Rho sci-fi sound, and I made so a little graphic.
Oh man, you kept that in the tuck.
Did you really?
Y'all would fuck with it like that.
Why?
I would like to see it.
Especially if you said it was okay.
But see,
I
don't want
to see it.
I ain't no fat person, and I know the motherfuckers be real touchy about that. So,
yeah. I mean,
but if you say it's okay,
I think it's only right that we all see it now.
I mean, because you agree.
I'm not jealous because you fuck up a line or something.
It goes even deeper than that. Because if you notice, and I mean, this is easy to find out, but like so many of the fraternities have phi. A phi A, Omega Psi Phi, Phi mm-hmm. Beta Sigma, Iota Phi Theta, Kappa, well, it used to be Phi Beta Pi, but Phi in Greek means brotherhood.
Okay.
You know, do you know the whole brother. Alphabet?
Brotherhood.
Of course.
Oh, okay. Like, okay, I know it as well, but I never. I used to have to sing it for a church little thing that we did.
What kind of church?
What do you mean? I grew up Catholic, and then I became Christian after that. And then, what do we? Yeah, they had a little step team.
I'm calling.
They had a little step team. So I mean, they didn't use the Greek letters. It was just part of the song.
I mean,
part of the little step that we had.
I think I got it going.
We could do real sci-fi shirts, but they did.
Domino's got better
deal.
Yeah.
Domino's
got
wings. Put numbers on it.
Okay, that's awesome. You what? Are you? You're in a fraternity?
A different kind of sign.
What fraternity are you in?
I've been to Alpha since
you. Yes, you sure have. Okay. That was
obvious.
I don't like that I have the long.
Yeah. You're not bright enough to be a Kappa, so it's just like
what. He's not dumb.
Why?
Because colorism and black Greek organization stuff is all you know is what you heard.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just what I understood when I grew up in it. I was just like, oh, that's Kappa's a high yellow. Got it. That's just how I always thought of it. That's just a statement.
I would say I heard pretty boy, but not like, you know. Specifically, high yellow.
Yeah, so comedy.
That's how I look at it.
Comedy.
What?
Okay.
I want to.
That would be cool. I would like to see it.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. His birthday is coming up. It's November 7th.
Oh, that's the day that we have a show.
Yeah.
All right. So we need to.
No, no.
Burn you going down to the Lafayette show?
Is that not? Is it? The 7th, not the night of our show, or the 5th?
It's the
5th. It's the 5th, and then there's one in Lafayette on the 7th.
Yeah, okay, the 5th.
Yeah.
But we can burn something in Lafayette.
The 3rd is going to be a whole thing, and who knows what's going to happen on the
3rd. Oh,
goodness mercy.
I mean, it's going to happen, bro. It's some real shit, you know what I mean?
But no, I'm not going to Lafayette on the 7th. I'm probably going to be, I don't know.
Well, we'll do something.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's his birthday.
Y'all got a show that night.
Yeah.
I didn't know, but okay.
So how do y'all feel about comedy compared to Zooms?
See, the only reason I like doing comedy because of the reaction that you get from the audience. Mm-hmm. Like with the Zoom shit, you can kind of get a reaction, but it's like it don't feel the same. You know what I mean? And it's like, you know. It's okay to take a break from comedy, bruh. It's like, to me, it's all a part. Like, you got creativity, inspiration. Like, that's the shit that, honestly, you know, not to get in. Fuck it. I'm going to be hippy dippy. Like, comedy is just a form of expression. It all come from the same place. Mm-hmm. So, like, all right, you wasn't either. Because the thing is, there's people. It's been people doing comedy throughout this shit. Mm. It's been people going to shows. Like, it's not like it ain't been a possibility. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Now, it depended on how hard up you was for the... Because, like, again, motherfuckers in New York was doing it. As far as I'm aware, I know some cats up in Cincinnati was doing it. Now, I mean, again...
I follow some comedians on Facebook that have been...
You have motherfuckers that was doing shows fucking D.L. Hughley. Like, it's not like people ain't been doing it throughout.
He caught that COVID, though.
He did. Mm-hmm. I'm not... Am I, like, co-signing this shit?
No, I didn't say you were. I'm just saying,
like, the thing is like, bro, like, I think when it comes down to it, you know, I didn't want it to be imposed like this, but, bro, a break was needed, bro. And I feel like people's, you know, your priorities got reassessed. And hopefully.
Like what you say about, like...
And I feel like that makes you better at... you know, even me going back, I listened to, like, old sets just to kind of, you know, I was working on something, but I was listening to old sets and shit, and that gave me at least enough of it being like, oh, yeah, I was, like, funny. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't lose, you know what I mean? And some of the stuff that I was doing back then that I hadn't done in a while, I was like, oh, well, I can kind of, you know what I mean? Like, that shit, and it's like, you know, save for, like, everything going to shit, which is a possibility, and we just got very little control over that. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just the reality of it. But if it don't go to complete shit like that, like obviously people still want to be entertained on that level. And it, like, it's always something that you can return to, you know what I mean? In due time, it's you know.
I like the idea of, you know, you just say comedy is a conduit for the creativity, you know.
Conduit, like, was the word I was looking for.
And I have been finding other ways to, I mean, throughout the whole thing, I've been teaching acting classes twice a week.
Yeah.
Even this job at the, well, I mean, the, okay, the House of Blues thing is me at least.
You keeping, in that atmosphere.
Yeah, right. And keeping my voice and my stage presence, quote unquote, and my microphone.
That shit is significant.
But also, like, the shit at the museum I do. I do tours.
Because, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
I do tours, and when they put out the position, it asks for, like, actors, comedians, people. But then when you get there, you realize you're doing tours, but they really want you to make the tour an enjoyable experience. Mm-hmm. So, like, I got pre-written jokes for so many of the different rooms, you know, and I'm just giving tours, but, like, I do
shit,
these bits, and when something hit, I do, like, but I'm just, thank y'all, I'll be here all week, all right, and moving on to the next thing, you know what I mean, like, see, I have fun with the shit.
Yeah.
To say shit at, like, that's exactly what I did when I went to Texas, because, like, I know I'm not gonna feel the same, like, safety net as I do down here in other places. So when I go other places, like, I had to find other outlets instead of actually being able to go out. That's why I did the mad science. You saw me dressed up in the fucking the lab coat and shit and doing the science experiments. Yeah, that's why I did that, just because, you know, it was, instead of me going out, I really didn't have the time to go out. I had to, you know, fucking start working and shit as soon as I got out there. So I had to find some type of job because I couldn't just continue being in my dad's house. So that's when I picked up the mad science job. Fucking started doing that because I basically had to, like, give a whole, they gave us a script and we had to read through the script and then act it out and give them a video. Like, I have this video on YouTube, but I never put it up or anything like that. Like, yeah. And so, like, doing that, I was like, well, this is a form of comedy. I could probably get into some other type of genre to see if I could still get my comedy out there. And once I got the job, there was this shit that we had to learn, and I felt so good about it. I told my dad about it, all right? Because, like, I was like, all right. Because it was clever. It was clever. They got this, you teach little kids, all right? They're, like, fucking 3-4 years old. I'm showing them volcanoes and shit, how to make volcanoes, teaching them about shit, because it's mad science. Mm-hmm. You know, sedimentary rocks and all that. Then I pull up at this place, and the place that it is, it's, we in the woodlands. And now the woodlands for the white folks. Woodlands, there's a lot of white people up there, rich white people up there.
Okay.
And not also Indian people, too. They got a lot of those, so many, son. So by the time I get to this place, there's a chauffeur, right? And I'm basically about to go ahead and teach these kids some shit. But the place is like, it doesn't seem like a place for kids. It just seems like a really fancy place that people can show off to the other people.
Okay.
I'm saying that we got money. So,
your character was supposed to be one that was college school for children.
Yeah. And so, basically, what I'm getting at. There you go. I think you're supposed to show him the process.
Well, no, they're catching one of
those. Okay. But, yeah.
I don't know what a pizza, which is taken. I've never seen them buy a pizza.
This is the pizza cast.
The goddamn hurricane. The internet is trash in the whole goddamn city.
Listen, I took a look here. And I could have got
Oh, my God. Don't beat DC.
Don't be DC.
Bro,
I was the one.
Wait, first of all, how are we just gonna let y'all be Kyle while we gotta DC?
What you mean?
That's between y'all. No,
let people be. Well, let me be too. Yeah, I do.
You boy, be DC. There we go.
Don't be DC. I would never tell you don't be Kyle.
Yeah, what? Okay. You've been saying it all night.
No, all day. Well, and y'all told me not to, so you can't. Don't. And I'm gonna let you have this fucking podcast where people gonna listen to us take pictures, and they're gonna listen to me make these noodles.
Exactly.
I'm currently making noodles.
ASMR
y'all
is a thing as well, DC. Jesus Christ. Get close to the mic if you'd like to smash up the duck grease.
This one right here, or this one right here? Which one?
Either that one, down there. Yes. With the ordering of the pizza in the back. Best. They're going to put him to sleep, DC. You're going to put him to sleep. Yes. They gonna love it. They gonna love it. They got people that like listening to coffee shop music. Just the coffee shop ambiance. People in the coffee shop with the coffee shops clanging.
I'm gonna record it myself doing the ASMS.
ASMS. ASMR.
I gotta start over.
You gotta start over. Do you wanna prop it up on something?
I'm finna. That was a great idea.
Oh, just flip the camera.
Do I gotta watch myself do it?
Why don't you? Oh, you son of a bitch.
Oh. This is good.
Oh my god.
This is good.
There you go.
I love it.
Boom. And now DC. What DC is basically about to do. DC is about to make a pack of Mama noodles. A yellow pack of noodles. Alright, now motherfuckers, see, you don't understand what you just started, motherfucker.
Wait, no, he's doing his credit card number. I'm trying to overtop
okay.
that.
Well,
so.
I'm not, oh yeah, okay.
You don't understand what you just, you don't understand what you just started. Okay. Man, now I gotta really listen to what the fuck.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry. Man, let me see if I can talk to you.
Man, I promise.
I didn't know Jamari had it in there.
We can podcast going
if you want. Let's do this. You gotta do it like D-Love. Start with a prayer. Where are your headphones at?
I don't have no. Do I need all that?
No, just go. All
right. And I do apologize for how long that took.
I'm finna do something genius.
You about to do New Orleans?
I've not smoked.
It's okay. It's all right. I think we all a little fucked up.
Okay. But we had a struggle. Okay,
everybody gotta be quiet. Some of y'all is a little bit more smacked than I am.
Come on, shut up.
Come on, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
Be like, what's the hell?
What's the hell, baby? This DC Paul. And I'm finna do it AMSR. ASMR. ASMR. Onto the crushed noodles.
Oh wow. Yeah, that was a lot.
And now I'm going to currently mix the duck grease.
I think I'm starting to see the video. Summertime with two seasons?
Yes. Because New Orleans, baby. The gut freeze is also a season.
Oh, and now I pour it into my mouth.
Oh my god. Wow.
It's a yellow pack of noodles.
How much them packs cost?
You gotta give him one more cup. He won't want it. He turn off. He gotta get
bruh.
He gotta get one more mouthful before
he can get it for 50.
That's what they want.
That's what we need to get the sponsor from.
Ooh, baby, you did that.
You need to get the sponsor.
We're that, good. We come out there.
Mama. I can damn. See, I'm about to fuck around and start doing that.
Try that shit. Try that. It'll make your mouth dry, but try it.
Alright. You can pull I'm gonna just put some. Yeah, because this nigga was like.
And then just pop it.
Okay.
Pop it in.
Alright.
I'm sorry. It's too many carbohydrates for me.
Get it in.
It's probably not keto.
Because of the keto.
It's definitely not keto.
Okay, yeah, I'm fucking
no,
with
like
that.
You need to do that shit legit. Like,
yeah, I'm fucking with that.
You get you a hot pickle.
You need to do that shit legit
that
for that.
That.
Now you got to get you like a neck
shit,
bone
bro.
And like suck the neck bone.
This
like,
my kind of shit, bro.
Right,
New Orleans
neck bone.
Did y'all used to do the shit where you put the sugar in the bag with the Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
And then you cut the hole at the bottom and you suck that motherfucker.
Oh no, I never did it that way.
I never did it like that either, but some people did. Some people did at Dayton Academy. But yeah, they had the Kool-Aid with the sugar.
DC, you got to get you. That was funny as hell. You gotta get you a neck bone and like a big shot and just had it. Like, you do it. Like, and the fact that the people was kind of arguing in the background, I was like, this is the best shit ever. Like, this is the New Orleans ASMR.
Yes.
She was like, well, I don't get it. Da, 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 da.
Is it AMS? What is
ASMR?
It?
ASMR. Yeah.
Did I say it wrong the first time?
Yes.
I don't know.
Perfect. Perfect.
There it is.
We friends again, everybody.
Yeah,
we friends.
More,
nigga, we've been going
get
through tips
backbone like,
on this motherfucking show.
And
then okay?
Open the big shot and be like,
nigga, we have been going through some shit on this goddamn show. And it has been fun. I have been like loving to go with
are
the ebbs and flows.
Randomly like you started
who said the fuck? I was ending shit.
It's
a negative
name. This has been quite a show, and good luck to you editing this bitch.
Yeah,
you gotta edit out Kamara's show.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I remember where that one was at.
Also, the whole, if the mic was live for the whole mukbang thing, you probably gonna want
mukbang.
Just. Is that what it's called? Did I say anything?
Yeah, that was right? A mukbang.
ASMR.
Oh, that's
ASMR. No. It's probably gonna be
it's
like
both.
Heavy.
No,
your...
no, but we. No, I was saying that. I was like, no, because it's a filter. So I was watching it.
It's not high at all. Okay.
No.
I'm going to post that.
I was like, man, it's working good on the foot. That's why I told you to do that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on now. Nah. I'm on my shit.
Bro, that's
I'm on my shit.
You about to blow up. You about to do all the New Orleans mukbangs.
And then I can give you that audio. Well,
wait,
maybe.
That would be wild.
ASMR is when you have the really good sound.
Yeah. People might get confused.
Both, because of the crunch. That's ASMR, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, because you can get people that like it just genuinely, they want to hear a motherfucker eat, chomp on some, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then it's so New Orleans, son, because I don't know anybody else that would know anybody doing that. Yeah. Get you a hot pickle. Exactly.
A hot pickle? No, I was thinking of Buddha.
Oh,
yeah.
Bitch, what? Oh. Oh, yeah, okay, you told me. Shit, candy ladies. Everybody, you had
candy
ladies?
Yeah.
They got, does anybody else have candy ladies besides us? Are we the only people that got candy ladies?
Y'all
had candy
ladies?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Black. I mean,
you're saying that's black
people.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, though.
UKBAMG?
Yeah.
With Young Funny.
Me and Queenie just did a seafood one for Halloween.
Yeah.
Did you
already release it?
Yeah, I need to put the fucking
my whole phone and internet service
is
not good. I mean, I can see it now that I'm here, but I can't see it at the crib.
Let me get the shares going. I forgot to put all the links and stuff in there.
Now this is definitely
the
podcast.
The
ladies and gentlemen, I am very engaged.
When this was going early on, I was like, this ain't Kyle,
you
just
we have been all over with shit. This is kind of like just
the AMS or AMS or
But who
cares? I mean, I feel like a good thing came from it. Yes. It wasn't for him putting up the devices.
So, like, back to talking about comedy, that's one thing I've been doing mukbangs just as something to do. And, like, one of my issues with comedy was, like, I was seeing my career move up a bit, but I get, like, I have self-esteem issues. So, like, especially, like, being televised or recorded, it to make me nervous. Yep. So I started doing the mukbangs as a way to, like, push myself past it and, like, get used to having a camera in my face and also get over one of my other hang-ups, which was my mom is one of the people that must be sensitive to people eating. So she always made me feel like I was the worst eater. Shit. So I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just going to do it all.
You go to museums
but like,
and see people eating.
I ain't really have nothing else to do. So, like, it's been working. Not that I'm getting a bunch of views, but it's at least working and letting me, like, get over that hurdle since I can't be on stage and I'm getting more comfortable with it.
How do you feel about that? How does, are you a big component of wanting more views or just wanting to know more people?
I mean, I would like the views because, you know, people making their money on YouTube. Like, they making good money. And, you know, I'm lazy. So, like, I would love to just make money from my bedroom like
that.
It's
a nice gig if you can get it.
Right.
Yeah. It's not a bad, because some of them cats is eating, bro.
Yeah.
But
you
know
I mean? And, I mean, some of them are doing really good work on there. I'm not talking about mukbang video specifically. Like, I'll be watching some other shit.
But I know about the mukbang. You know what I mean?
Again, the reality is it's an audience for it, bro.
Yeah,
that's the thing, bro. Like, you know, the thing I like about the YouTube shit is that, like, this shit, bro, you know, everybody like to claim that this shit is a meritocracy and shit. And it's not, bro. And not to say that if you work hard, you won't ever see any, like, benefits from it. But it's more complicated than that. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers be zigzagging. Some motherfuckers get on a fucking trampoline. You know what I mean?
And you know what I've realized? So some people think that the move is YouTube. But somebody told me a few days ago that Billie Eilish got popular on SoundCloud. And really what I learned from that girl Roxy and, you know, Roxy Hayes.
Yeah.
Is that you just build your audience wherever your audience is. People say that Facebook is outdated, but I know people who have built brands. Fucking Red Table Talk is a Facebook show. Yeah, you know what I mean? So like you could build your following on MySpace right now. And honestly,
I would applaud somebody who would bring MySpace back.
No, you ain't gotta bring MySpace back. This is where
for real. She
went for Black Planet. But even if you don't, if you own MySpace, but you can show people, listen, I have 20,000 active, you know, supporters and followers on this platform. That's easy to get somebody to buy into. You know what I mean?
What I was saying more so with the YouTube thing, and I think it applies to any medium, whether it's Twitter or TikTok or however you feel like you want to deliver your shit.
Twitter is how Deezus and Mero got on.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's a matter of, like, really having a focus and a vision and getting better and engagement. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, you
engagement
know.
Engagement is.
So, yeah, nah. I mean, support. It's a thing that, like, you know, when we are actively doing mics and shit like that, I don't think, well, I'm not going to say, I do think some people were cognizant, but, like, it's just the idea of, like, understanding that you got to, it's best to utilize what fits your particular style. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's just like a motherfucker that's built to play football, but he play basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you could be successful, you could work, but if you was playing football, man, you'd be a goddamn Hall of Famer type shit. So it's like, if you, you know, because it's some people that got into stand-up as a way to get into other things anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, they might have got into the stand-up because it was like, hey, like, this is, I need an outlet. I need to do something, and this is going to help me work on whatever it is I'm trying to just sharpen in general. And then some people discover improv from that, you know what I mean? And be like, oh, improv was the shit. And I mean, again, you already develop shit in stand-up, so you don't, again, I do really believe, like, once you kind of go down the pathway, stand-up is so psychological that I can see how people would be like, oh, it's hard to kind of get back into it. But you know, to a certain extent, I mean, it's not a mental disorder. I think it's a psychological thing that you can, it's a hurdle that you can accomplish. Because it just remember, I don't know about y'all, I started doing stand-up when I was like 23. So for 23 years, I didn't do stand-up at all. And I'll tell you, like, for a lot of them years, I was like, man, I would like to do stand-up. I really would. And didn't think I was going to do it. Never in my, like, wanted to. But didn't think I had it in me to do it. Like, for real. That's how I felt about it. Like, wanted to. Was like, oh, man, I would love. But the now that I've done it, I'm like, oh, all these times. And we talked about this before. All these times when I was doing certain things and trying to get attention was me performing. You know what I mean? And so I just kind of found that outlet to do it. So I was like, bruh. For lack of a better, you know, now I didn't, you know, with stand-up, it is more constructed and precise, and it's not as, like, haphazard or wild or raw. But, like, the shit that I was doing in my normal life was, like, me trying to do stand-up, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, even without the stage, it's not like I haven't had my moments where I've been able to, like, you know what I mean? And so, to me, it's, like, that's the thing you kind of got to tap into. Like, how was it when you was pre-stand-up, you know what I mean? And yeah. and it took a minute, but, like, pre-stand-up, I got to the point where, like, if I go to work, I wouldn't be doing bits, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, I would be trying to make the line laugh.
Yeah,
I would be trying to. And, like, I would be having them, and it was with the same kind of shit I'm saying now. Kind of suicidal, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I legitimately, on a Red Lobster evaluation, it was like, I was grill master.
And Red Lobster?
Yeah, yeah, I was a grill master. And so...
Wait, that's how you got diagnosed?
What's up with Red Lobster?
What you mean, diagnosed?
No, go ahead.
But when I was at Red Lobster, and I worked the line, and it was me, two other or three other Americans, and then all Mexican, one Guatemalan. And that was the makeup of the whole kitchen, you know what I mean? So I would have... I mean, I'm just giving a descriptor of what the restaurant was.
Okay.
It is important because I was able to make the Mexicans laugh. I was able to make the other white dudes laugh. And I would have them all rolling. I mean, they would be making me laugh and shit too. But it was like able to cross and transcend. And I'm like, shit, this is, you know what I mean? I would be seeing funny shit that I'm like, this shit is funny. So I would tell that to my homeboys and then be like, you know, bop, bop, bop. And so that was when I was really kind of being like, oh, shit, like, you know, enough to have that confidence to be like, man, I think I could be funny on stage, like, in a real way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so, like, you didn't build up all that, like, bro, motherfuckers been doing comedy for years.
Yeah.
Young Funny, where we all linked up, was 2015. 5 years is a long time. We're in a completely different place than where we were. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, yeah. I mean... You know, we get caught up in the whole dynamics. Like how long or how quick, but the progress has been made, and that shit should not be discounted at all.
You know, I refuse to discount the progress I've made, but I do get discouraged.
Yeah, no,
and
which
this
is
year
discouraging.
Like,
it's very discouraging.
It's a discouraging year, like, my guys.
Yeah,
it's supposed to happen,
I've never felt like less.
It's gonna happen.
This is the year I've been the least confident about myself, or like.
Yeah.
Just,
but you've been doing so much though.
Well,
you still.
And I feel like
not as not what you want to do, but it's just it's like a shift. It's like, hey, you ain't practiced nothing else. You know what? Boom, let me rattle things up real quick. See if y'all can shake back for a second.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like. It seems like the world has tested everybody, because basically that's where we've been. We've been tested just because of
this shit.
Regardless if we wanted it to or
not.
Not
even the fact, because I don't know about y'all. But that first couple months, I was like, man, this is about to be a good year. In my head.
Oh, yeah. I was about to start touring.
Wait.
I had pushed back my album
recording.
My birthday's
at the end of
the
year, so I always look forward to the next year.
Yeah.
And even, I remember telling people, like, Oshun, my friend, didn't feel good about 2020. And I was like, man, fuck that. She was like, I just have a bad feeling about all of 2020.
It made everybody
why
see
she ain't
it. It made
that?
Everybody
she,
be able to do, know
I
that they can do
I mean,
so
the
much,
thing was, but see, the thing was, in my head, it wasn't that I did. I mean, that's a whole nother level. But it wasn't like I thought 2019 was like.
What?
Edit that
what
out.
Do you mean?
Edit that again.
I'm going to fuck you up.
Oh my God. God damn it.
See, bro.
Where were you?
Why?
You
she got the gift.
Okay.
It's New Orleans.
All right, Geneva.
Did I miss something?
All right, Geneva.
Comedy?
See? Huh? I don't know what it is. All right.
I think DC thinks I'm more clever or messy than I am. Like, he always sees. What?
I guess I have lots of things go off crazy around here.
It is a full moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little scared about that.
Mm.
you know, just handle your business.
It's all right.
I don't want you angry though. Like,
I'm not angry. Okay, right. I'm not angry, but you. Okay.
We got it. Full moons though, but it's been nice to be first day back off sobriety, and it's been nice to actually get to sit down and smoke a blunt with y'all again, man.
Yeah, it's been great times.
This has been good. This has been good. I was going through a rough patch real quick, where I was like, I'm extremely high, and then I came back and I was like, okay.
I came back. Yeah, I had a moment.
The bounce back, and it's like, oh, okay, like, here we go.
We also back to normal. Eat some actual food.
Yeah, we definitely need to do that. That's why I've been sipping on this fucking Fire Ant. Fire at Mississippi's Imperial Red Ale.
It's coming. They said like 40 minutes.
Wings
is coming. Whoop. Pieces is coming.
Nice. Yeah. So this has been.
Yeah, that would be nice.
An enjoyable time.
It's almost 2:00. That's cool.
I need to go see if my package is there because I think my roommate is leaving.
Oh. Well, I guess that can be it.
No, don't be it. Keep rolling.
I mean, we can, but it also, it's been about an hour. You know, and we can
like
actually.
I do feel like an hour is a good pocket, especially all four of us.
Oh yeah, we were good. Bro, and
I still like to wrangle things.
You know, let things go genuine how they should. Niggas, junk like, funny, son. This is us. This is what we do. Yeah. Bitch, this is why I brought y'all here. Cause I knew shit like this was gonna happen. This is fine. This is why we work things out, nigga. This is what makes us go so strong for 5 years. This is why we're here because we, nigga. We a fucking crew, nigga. We a team, son. It's a bond that's not gonna break. I got the bracelet on. If y'all don't have the bracelet,
my
on, it's
bracelet.
Fine. I'm
DC
sorry.
DC can feel bad about that. I wore my shit. I wore my shit until the shit was
about to break. He come with me everywhere, man. He come with me everywhere.
I didn't want to. I got it nestled safely at my crib.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I got light until
about an hour before I left.
That is
here.
It's okay.
If anything, if I could get the bracelet fixed.
Bitch, however we feel about each other at one point in time, understand, nigga. This is what gets us through life. This is what brings us together, nigga. Because we can go ahead and fight through the diversity of us, each other. No. Keep going.
You know how I like to say, this may even.
So I just need to get more electrical wire.
Because the lights is out. So, like, I walk into the bathroom. And turn the fucking knob. Of course, the lights is out. So then, like, I guess the lights came on. And one of those knobs is like the fucking, you know how you got the vent in the bathroom, the light and the heater?
Because I didn't want to mess
up. Yeah.
Fucking heater in the bathroom.
Is out?
I know. I turned it on. I flipped the fucking knob up when the lights was out. And then I must have never flipped it down. So when the lights came back on, the heater was on for like 5 hours in the bathroom. With the door closed.
I mean, this shit ain't over. It could have been tragic.
Okay.
That could have started a fire.
No.
When I opened that fucking door, it was, when I opened the door.
Everything was burning? Because
nothing was burning, but like, even like the toilet paper, for instance, while it was, before it was like
how they been going about
brown,
the
it was like,
not to say that
drooping,
because
the room was hot.
It was very hot.
The bathroom was hot as fuck. Yeah. The light, the vent, and the heat was, all three of the switches was up. And when I walked in, my microwave said like, 5:30, which means it had been on for like 5 hours and 30 minutes of heat in that bathroom.
Yeah, but when you're taking a shower and it gets hot in there, it gets pretty steamy as well. It's five hours
of the light, the vent, and the heater on in that bathroom.
It's gonna get very hot in there.
With the door closed, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was almost dangerous. I was afraid if I didn't come home sooner than that my fucking caught fire.
Well, I'm
oh, shit.
Thinking
I'm
at one point
happen.
It would probably trip the breaker, and all that shit would shut off.
Oh, I'm talking about the first floor bathroom. Hopefully,
it should trip the breaker.
But I mean,
like if it gets, because it's only rated for so much. And if it goes way past that, it's gonna trip the breaker.
It was the toilet paper was kind of melting.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's got hot as fuck in it. Yeah.
The toilet paper was kind of melting.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm pretty sure the toothbrushes didn't melt. Toothbrushes are plastic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They can get real rubbery.
I didn't open up.
Oh, check some shit out, nigga. You don't want to really put none of that.
I turned it off, I opened the door, I turned the AC on.
Fuck yeah, that shit'll get real hot in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been a fire if I didn't get home sooner.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
That's why I put the damn bracelet on, bitch.
I always that's how I think of it in my head. Just, you know, fucking Gigi. And then these are from Ghana. They're goddamn from Ghana.
Those are from Morocco.
Oh, shit. That's, well, still some far place land, not New Orleans.
And but now that I know y'all need bracelets, that's Christmas done. I ordered some more.
I don't wear mine often, but I would have put it on today.
Should we upgrade to the beaded ones? Yeah,
yeah, man, I lost
I really do like that because it's nimble.
Yeah.
And it's, like, subtle. But, like, if people get up close, they could check it out. Because, like, I would get a lot of compliments on it. I was like, oh, shit, I got my... And I'd be flexing. I'd be like, well, I got this. Like, the book bag you got me. Like, I'd be riding, you know, walking to the park playing. I had a cat ask me the other day, like, where you get that from?
But my favorite piece, it was waist beads that you made. Mm-hmm. And then the
necklace.
The djembe keychain.
She gave Paul another bracelet that's better than the Young Funny bracelet.
She gave me one too.
Okay. I didn't get one of those bracelets.
What? I haven't even seen that bracelet.
So we only get enough for the Young Funny bracelet.
Oh, shit.
All right, let me put the order in.
Oh, shit.
I'm feeling left out.
We getting the upgrades?
That birthday
we getting the, oh, man. Uh-oh, this is nice.
Like, you know, if I can get my
First you hear on the podcast, now it has to happen.
Keep telling them the details.
Now it has to happen.
Same one Paul got?
Huh?
Paul got the same one?
Is it beaded? I forgot.
No, it's not beaded. It's like a...
It's a cuff.
Shout out to Paul. Shout out to Parker.
They don't have his name. It's just, it's like one of these.
Shout out to Byron. Parker,
shout out to Paul. Yeah. Byron.
Mine got my name.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Billy.
Billy. B-Dub. Oh,
shout out to B-Dub.
I saw B-Dub yesterday.
Supplying
the... Oh, man, by the way, could I say this? Chef Kelly moved home today.
What?
Yeah, she back in town.
She here now?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
She says for good.
For good?
That's exciting.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So we're going to go trick-or-treat at Chef House.
Shout out to Chef. Man, having good times.
I love Chef Kelly, bro. When the fucking quarantine first happened, her and I would FaceTime them every day.
Get you through life.
When I was in Virginia, she was somewhere in Virginia too, but we were just FaceTiming every day.
The times in Virginia.
Yeah, I love Chef.
That is fun.
We FaceTime yesterday.
Miss you guys. This has been great.
Who have you been talking to the most during quarantine? Like, the unexpected most? Like, who's been...
That's a good question.
Yeah, like...
Come on.
Did you guys... Really?
Yeah.
But y'all used to talk anyway.
Yeah. I mean, like, for the most part, I didn't talk with the people I was talking with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've been talking to my mama a shit ton.
Paul, I talked to Paul the other day. Yeah, me and Paul had a good long conversation. It was great. It was like, oh, my little brother.
Talked to B-Dub. I was seeing B-Dub a decent amount earlier in the quarantine. To B-Dub in a minute. He told me we had a nice talk about some
probably
shit one
get
night.
B-Dub on this bitch. I think B-Dub's the only one that hasn't been on besides B-Dub and Billy.
It's a personal the only one situation. That hasn't been on. It ain't got shit to do with comedy. It's really just adjacent to him. But it was just like a good talk, man. I wasn't expecting it. Because, you know, B-Dub is a grown-ass man. Uh-huh. And then sometimes he have, like, some grown-ass man questions for you. And I'm like, shit, I ain't never really been asked something like this, B-Dub. It's like, fuck, that's real as fuck. And then you like, yeah. And then, but it'd be like, goddamn, B-Dub, I fuck with you, man. he know what I'm talking about. After the conversation, I was like, I fuck with you, B-Dub. Hey, you was a real nigga, bro.
B-Dub old school, son.
He's real nigga, though. Bro.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It was on some, like, real nigga shit. Like, definitely. Wow, bro, you good looking, bro.
The last podcast I put out was B-Dub's Turtle Show. At the Turtle.
Bro, this shit tastes...
Don't it taste nice?
It tastes good.
Don't it taste nice? that pineapple.
Is this the one old girl gave?
No, this is me.
Okay.
Yeah. So, oh man, it's been such a delightful time.
Damn.
To actually get to be in rotation with everybody.
Yeah, it's great to see you,
it's
Kyle.
A long time.
Yes.
No, man, we saw him You was here.
But I mean, as far as the rotation and
yeah,
shit. And since I mean, I don't know, man. That,
we was at your house. You were you there?
She be going.
No, when you were you in there when she was dipping the shrimp in the chili.
No.
At Kamari house.
It's like toxic term. It's like well, goddamn. Like, this is the longest we've been alive.
Yeah.
Dave made the barbecue shrimp the last time I was over there.
Yeah, that was just
and
on
they
the
had
brand,
bread, though. And he gave me some broccoli. And we did I was using the broccoli to suck up the
jacuzzi.
It was popping up.
Geneva be using y'all for y'all jacuzzi and for Dave's grill
shrimp. I'll take that hit.
Oh, really? Wow.
The bar open?
Yeah,
you came in the front door?
The pizza. Is anybody in here?
Wow.
Well, food is here. Fuck that. This is it. All right, you guys. This has been Tell Me a Joke. The guy out of Jesus. This has been Young Funny. Y'all have a good goddamn day.